Two Guys, One Rail Podcast.
G'day, everybody. Welcome back to Two Guys, One Rail Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin, and I just got back from seeing the movie How to Train Your Dragon. Is it worth your time seeing in theaters, or should you wait? I'm here to let you know, so let's get into it.
When you carry this axe, you carry all of us with you.
Dad, I can't kill dragons.
But you will.
I'm a Viking. I'm a Viking! It's okay. I won't hurt you.
So, How to Train Your Dragon is directed by Dean DuBlaus, who was also the one that did the animated How to Train Your Dragon. And it stars Mason Thames as Hiccup, Nico Parker as Astrid, Gerard Butler as Stoic, Nick Frost as Gobber, Gabriel Howell as Snotlout, Julian Dennison as Fishlegs, Brawyn James as Roughnut, Harry Trevelyan as Toughnut, and there's many more. This is a very big, heavy cast, and it is a strong film when it comes to the performance and the reimagination of How to Train Your Dragon from the animated version to live action. I do believe this is the DreamWorks' first live action adaptation of one of their animated movies. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is the very first one, and I tell you what, it's a full swing in the ballpark. All right? This film was fantastic from start to finish. It is like 99.9% close to being one-on-one with the animation. And it's Dean DuBlaus, because he's the director and he also did the other one. He shows, he cares. He made this what it is. And it was awesome. Packed theater. I went to V Junior at Village Cinemas in Sunshine. And I took most of my kids, even all the little ones, they all went. And that the small younger ones were a bit bored because this one doesn't have much music in it, like musical periods as, you know, people singing and stuff. There was nothing like that. So they got a little bit bored up, but the older ones, they enjoyed it very well. And the performances of the cast as well were fantastic. It was Mason Thames plays Hiccup, did a very good job. Very good job. They did really well. It does match the animated, but his voice isn't as quiet because he doesn't match that voice actors, but he did do a very good job. And the costuming was very fantastic. Didn't look too crazy or too fakeish. It didn't look either too bulky or anything like that. It looked very suited, and the environment was really well done. And everything was very immersive. You're immersed into this. You know, what the animation was to live action was adapted very well. And even the dragons that were CGI'd were really, really good. They didn't look too, it didn't look too CGI. Like, it didn't stand out very badly, like how some CGI does. This was very strong, and it just was very good. I haven't seen a good dragon live action CGI for a very long time. I think the last one I saw that I have to rewatch again was Reign of Fire. Their dragons were fantastic, were spot on, and that's with Christian Bale and that, but that looked really well done. But this looks fantastic. It's really strong CGI of the dragons, the models, and just everything. I'm not going to do spoilers for this movie. You do not need spoilers for this. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have seen How to Train Your Dragon. And if you haven't, go see the animation one. See that series. And then go see live action. And then you can make your own. Or if not, just see live action. You don't really need to see the other ones. Just see this one. Because it's a very good one-to-one. So it wasn't boring. It was just so good to see it visually live action. It was cool. It was really cool. Music was really good too. The music was very strong, and it just yeah, it was really, really stand, really stood out to me. And the composer was John Powell as well. Was fantastic. Loved it. Loved hearing the music. They put the theme in really well. And the Gerard Butler playing Hiccup's dad did really good. He's a very good, very good actor. Some of his films, you know, were just like, all the action ones were, sometimes they're hit and miss, but this one was very strong with Gerard Butler. He did some really good emotional scenes and he had really good emotion and it felt very believable. Like he enjoyed the role, I felt. I didn't feel like he was just put in there for the money, but he enjoyed the, he embraced it. He embraced it very well. And Nick Frost playing Goa, he's a very strong actor as well. And he's very funny too. And he, yeah, his performance was really funny. And this was a fun film too. This film was very fun for kids of all ages, even parents. I think parents enjoyed it more than what the kids did when I was at my session. As I said before, very busy session. Kids running around everywhere, was crazy. But I think the parents enjoyed it very well. And if you don't know the story of How to Train Your Dragon, this story is basically, as an ancient threat endangers both Vikings and dragons alike on the Isle of Burke, the friendship between Hiccup and an inventive Viking and Toothless, a Night Fury dragon, becomes the key to both species forging a new future together. So this is a good friendship building story between Toothless and Hiccup, where Hiccup doesn't like to kill dragons. He is scared. He just doesn't like, he doesn't want to do it. And his dad wants him to be a Viking and, you know, stand up to his glory and kill big dragons and stuff. But Hiccup doesn't like that, and so he is very inventive in how he deals with the situations. Because in the animation, he gets put to the test on how to kill dragons. And so in the beginning of the movie, he hits the so-called Night Fury before he names it Toothless. And he kind of damages the tail. And so he goes down to find it, and he finds, I'll just say Toothless. And then he learns from Toothless on how to safely deal with dragons without trying to kill them, and it goes on very well with that, and it just goes, it's a good friendship and trusting building movie for kids. And it's hard to just like describe so much, because I'm not gonna do a spoiler because everyone's seen the animated and all that, so it's not really very spoilerish. But I do recommend everyone go see this movie in theaters and give it a fair go, because this is a very strong live action adaptation, and Disney's in trouble with this one, because this is how you do a live action adaptation. You don't change it too much. Some people don't like it. Some people might not say, oh, it's too same, I want something different. But why would you want to change something that was so good into something that could be worse? You know, look at what's happened with Disney in their live action. They change things to maybe make it a little bit different for people, and people don't like it. So basically don't try to fix something that's not broken. You know, this is a very strong story. Like I said, there was no musical number in it. No one was singing and stuff like that. So didn't need it. It was just straight action, very straight action. And it was actually quite a few spots I thought were a little bit scary too. That I thought I might have scared little kids. No one cried or anything in the theater, but like, it's pretty cool. So I was very happy with it. It's a very strong film. And, you know, not everything's perfect, but this is very close to being a very perfect movie. But it can't be a full perfect movie these days. But my rating of this is going to be fairly high, because it's great. It's just a good movie. I can't say there's no flaws about it, to be honest. The jokes were funny. Some of the jokes were funny and all that sort of stuff. Kids were laughing and all that. It was just a great time. And if they're laughing and have a good time and paying attention, then there you go. So it's not for everyone. Some kids, like my little ones, they prefer more of the music sort of stuff, which is fair enough. But this still holds really well with maybe, you know, 10 to 14, 15-year-olds, all the way up to adults, you know, that really enjoyed this. So yeah, go out there, go see this movie. And my rating will be officially 9. I'm going to get a solid 9. Some 9 popcorn buckets, because this just, yeah, it was good. It was very good. So nothing was, it's just a solid movie. So, and that's what I was gonna say. But yeah, if you made it this far, it's a bit of a short one, this one, but can't say there's not much to say more about this movie. It's just a solid movie. If you've seen the animated, you've seen this movie. But if you've seen it in live action, is a different way of seeing it than seeing it as an animated. So I do hope they continue the series, because I'll be very, very interested in how they do the other ones. So we'll see. But if you made it this far, thank you so much. And check us out on our Facebook, Instagram. Yeah, give us a like, get involved, share us around. Did you manage to get your hand on the popcorn buckets, or did you miss out? Because these are going pretty quick. I managed to get them, so I'm pretty happy. But yeah, just let us know. And until then, I'll see you in the next one.